And let's begin. So we begin, of course, by stopping doing whatever we were doing before to be here now. So you could think to yourself, I am here. And just know that today I'm going to be including ideas that will help us look at the ideas of giving and receiving into this talk. But before we get into more of that, here are just a few thoughts, a few phrases that you can try out for yourself before we begin. And you can just see if any of them feel especially right for you today or interest you in some way. And you can come back to them at any time during the session. So, and of course, after the session too. So just very lightly think to yourself, I am free to be gentle with myself. I am free to be gentle with myself. I am free to feel whatever I feel and meet that with kindness and acceptance. I am free to be exactly as I am right now. I am free to notice. And I am free to give, and I am free to receive. So, right here, right now, become aware of your contact with the surface that you are resting on. You could ask yourself, where is the ground in relation to me right now? What am I touching? What am I resting on? What is touching me? You could notice that giving and receiving happens when we are in contact with something else. You are giving your weight to the surface beneath you as you lie in rest. And you are receiving support from that surface. So, as we think about giving our weight to the surface beneath, you could notice your main weight-bearing points of contact. So, if you're lying down in the traditional constructive rest way, that would be the back of your head. Resting on its support. Your back of your shoulder blades, the back of your pelvis, the back of your arms, your elbows, the soles of your feet resting on the floor, or maybe the back of your legs resting over a support. So really take note of those points of contact, the points of giving your weight, and know that you really are supported. There's nothing you have to do to hold yourself up right now. You are supported, and you are receiving that support. You're accepting and receiving support from the ground, from the surface that you are resting on. And you can even imagine that you are being held, cradled even, by the ground, by your support. So you could think to yourself, I am free to give my weight to the ground, and I am free to receive the support of the ground. So now expand your awareness out to include the space around you. You could ask yourself, where is there space around me? You could ask yourself, what do I notice about the space around me? You could give your attention to the space around you. And you could receive support, a sense of safety, perhaps, from the space around you. So just know that there's space above you, there's space below you, there's space in front of you and behind you, there's space to either side of you, and you are in the center of this space. You're receiving the support from this space as you give your attention to it. So you could think to yourself, I am free to be aware of the space all around me. So now, from this kind of more grounded, spacious place, I'm going to invite you to do a little scan of yourself and see what you notice, what comes up most quickly into your attention when you just do a little scan of yourself. And I also encourage you to accept and acknowledge anything you notice. If there's any pain or discomfort in any way that comes up, mental or physical, I hope that you can meet it with kindness and awareness and know that there's nothing that you have to do to change or fix right now. And of course, if there's some way that you could move or readjust yourself that would make you more comfortable, you are free to do that at any time. So now let's do another scan that's going to be a little bit different. This time, we're going to shift our awareness to asking a different sort of question, inviting a curiosity of where there might be a little bit of ease in you. Where do you notice just a little bit of ease in yourself? So, ease is nothing special. It's just somewhere that maybe feels a little more comfortable than the other places you might have noticed, or it's somewhere that just feels normal. There's maybe no particular sensory signal coming to you because things are going fine there. It's nothing out of the ordinary. And of course, if there's somewhere that feels particularly easeful and flowing and relaxed, you can enjoy that too. So, we're going to give a little attention to this idea of noticing ease. So, I invite you to think to yourself, I am free to notice ease. I'm free to notice any ease that is there in my feet, my toes, in my ankles, my heels. I'm free to notice any ease that's in my legs, in my shins, my calves, my knees, my thighs. Free to notice any ease in my hips, in my back, my low back, my mid back, my upper back, anywhere in my back. I'm free to notice ease in my belly, any ease that might be there. Belly, solar plexus, chest, heart. I'm free to notice any ease in my arms, my shoulders, my elbows, my wrists, my hands, my fingers and thumbs, any ease at all. I'm free to notice any ease in my neck, my throat, my face, any ease in my brow, my forehead, my cheeks, my jaw, my lips, my eyes. I'm free to notice ease, any ease, right at the very top of my head. I am free to notice ease. So you might notice that when we give a little attention to any ease that is there, that we shine a little light on it. That in return, we can receive a greater sense of ease, of easing within us. So think again. I am free to notice ease. So now bring your awareness to your breath. Give your attention to your breath. You could first notice the air simply moving in and out through the nose. And you might notice that that air is even a little warmer on its way out than it was on the way in, as it's been heated by your body. And then notice more the movement of your breath in your body. Might notice most immediately a rise and fall in your chest, in your abdomen. Then, if I ask you to tune in a little bit more, you can notice that there's a kind of three-dimensional expansion that happens on each in-breath. That's not just a rise in the front of us, it's the rising of the ribs out to the sides and a swelling, an expansion of the ribs in the back as they move with your breath. And as the breath goes out, you'll sense a kind of coming in, a gathering, a draping down of your ribs. So just be aware of this kind of this ongoing giving and receiving of air in your body, the coming and going, the ebb and the flow. And you might notice that the rhythm of this ebb and this flow is more like that of the waves coming into shore. There are times when it can become quite regular, but it's not regimented. It's responding to the needs of your body. As your lungs empty and fill and empty again. You can imagine that your whole torso, your rib cage and your diaphragm is a barrel, a very flexible, moving barrel with flexible walls and a flexible floor. So, if you imagine this structure that kind of is representing your rib cage, And you put yourself, like a little speck of your own consciousness, in the middle of this, so you can observe your breath as if from the inside of you. So now, as the breath comes in from this vantage point, you'll notice the walls of the barrel moving gently away from you in every direction. The walls and floor all gently move away from you. And as the breath moves out again, you'll notice the walls and the floor of the barrel all gently coming back towards you. So we'll just stay with this idea for a moment or two longer, just observing your breath as if from the inside. Now, as your breath comes in your time, you'll notice the walls and floor of the barrel all gently move away from you. And as the breath moves out again, you'll notice the walls and floor of the barrel all gently moving back towards you. And one thing that's interesting about the breath is that the more we can get out of the way and let it just do its own thing, the better the outcomes most often. There are special circumstances where it's useful to manipulate it, but for the most part, it does its job for us just perfectly if we can leave it alone. So you could think to yourself, my body breathes me. My body breathes me. And my breathing is free. I'm free to notice my breathing, but I don't have to do anything to change it. So, not forgetting about your breath, but including it in your sense of your whole self, let's take a minute now to think more about this idea of giving and receiving. So, think now about simply giving in whatever way or form that comes to you in this moment, whether it's giving a gift, giving help, giving your attention, or any other way that you might give. Just think about the idea of giving and notice how you respond. When you think about giving, how do you respond to that idea? Is it what you expected or is it unexpected? Let's do the same for the idea of receiving. So, in whatever form that comes to you right now, or you decide that you would like to explore, maybe that's receiving a gift or help or attention. What do you notice about you when you think about receiving? How do you respond? And is it different from giving? So before we finish up today, reflect on what you noticed about giving and receiving. You might also reflect on whether one feels easier or better in some way than the other to you. And yet, you cannot have one without the other. So, one last time, I invite you to notice your contact with your support. Know that you're free to receive the support of the ground, and that you can think, I am free to receive the support of the ground. I am free to be aware of and maybe even enjoy the space all around me. I am free to notice ease, any ease, inside me or outside of me, my mind, my body. And I am free to give and to receive. I am free.